Welcome to the Pool Nation Podcast, where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting or splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. We talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. Now let's welcome your host, with over a decade of industry insider experience and still the reigning champion of Marco Polo, Edgar De Jesus, and his co-host, John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and Zach the Pool Boy Nicholas.
Welcome, everyone, to the Pool Nation Live Podcast. I am your host, Edgar De Jesus, and yes, I am the reigning champion of Marco Polo, along with John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and the famous Zach, the Pool Boy Nicholas. Today, we're talking about the Western Pool and Spa Show, which we will be out in March. I want to welcome everyone to our live podcast, a podcast where it's all pool talk, and we ain't talking about netting and jetting and splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros, and yes, we will talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. But before we get started today, I want to thank our visionary partners for this podcast, Ultimate Pool Tools, the SPPA, Blu-ray XL, Aquastar Pool Products, Natural Chemistry, Raypak, Heritage Pool Supply, and our newest member of the Pool Nation family, Hayward Pool Products. We want to thank them for their continued support. Mr. Zacharias, what's going on, brother?
I was actually just thinking, I didn't realize how busy we're about to be. We got a week I'll be up there, and then we got the Western right after. And I don't know if I told you guys, I have stopped drinking energy drinks. I'm like 10 or 11 days without any sort of energy boosting substance. And I have been going to bed earlier, and I've worked very hard to get to this point. And now I'm seeing like that's going to start going out the window here shortly once I start hanging out with you guys, and I'm going to be back on the Celsiuses in the midnight hour. So I guess we got to get ready.
Good Lord. That's cold turkey, brother.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah. How was the first couple of days?
It was weird because during the day I would find myself being like lazy and tired, but then at night I was like wide awake when it's time for bed. Don't know what that's about.
Good Lord. Mr. Flawless, you think you're joining that challenge?
Oh, it's not even really a challenge. He's talking about Celsius as an energy drink. Bro, that ain't nothing, bro. I drink that in my sleep. When I wake up and I have a dry mouth in the middle of the night, I sip on a Celsius, dude. That. So you're not even on that level yet. I can't even imagine.
Yet.
Yet. Well, you will eventually. You are still a little bit younger. Once you,
a puppy,
you're
a puppy.
Still a puppy. I've contemplated it many times trying to stop doing energy drinks, but I don't know. I don't think
I'm going to stop drinking coffee.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'll never happen.
I don't know. Beware, everybody. Imagine. First of all, imagine you without your coffee. God forbid you go without it for like 2 hours when you're supposed to refill, right? You turn into a diva. All I can think of is like the Snickers commercial. Remember the Snickers commercial, right?
Yeah.
You got to have your cappuccino. But with me, I'd like to stop.
You're probably worse than I am, though, John.
Oh, 100%.
You really pound a lot of those energy drinks.
I do, but you know what sucks is I drink them and they do nothing for me. I think I just drink them just because it's just normal. And I find mom always coming to me and, you know, you need to drink more water. You need to drink more water, babe. No more energy drinks for you. And it's the flavor, I think, that I enjoy. And I don't drink soda. It's either water or energy drinks or coffee, nothing in between. And they don't really do anything for me. They don't give me any energy. So maybe I should try to stop it and see what happens. I know I'd save a boatload of money, though, if I stopped drinking energy drinks. That's for sure. I probably drink about $25 worth of energy drinks a day or more. And I'm not exaggerating.
No, not at all. And they're not cheap.
Yeah, I drink a lot. I don't drink 5 hours much anymore because
I noticed that.
They don't do anything for me. And it's one sip and that's it, right? So yeah. I might as well just drink something that has volume in it so that it can last me a little bit longer. But again,
it's the carbonation. I hate soda. It makes me feel disgusting. So what I've been doing is drinking like a lot of Topo Chicos and stuff. So I get that carbonation.
Totally see you as a sparkling water type of dude.
Oh, he's totally a sparkling water.
Sure, dude.
Mineral water, please. Mineral water.
I'm the type of guy when I'm out, we have a couple clients and when they come out, hey, John, you want a bottle of water? And I know they have sparkling water. And I'm, oh, no, thank you. And I'm sitting there dying of like thirst and stuff, but I will not drink sparkling water for the life of me.
Can't either.
I remember one time I accidentally drank something. I almost spit it out in front of the customer. Like, what is this shit that you gave me? It's not very quenching whatsoever. But once you...
I don't know how you do it, Zach.
Once you become foo-foo like Zach and start drinking the bubbly water.
They don't go back. They don't go back. So I remember, John, last year we were at the Western show and I had no coffee, which, by the way, your guy brought me. I remember he came in with two big, huge lattes from McDonald's for me. So I got to give him another shout out because, man, I was in bad shape that morning. I needed some caffeine. And here he just strolled in. Here you go. I'm like, damn. So big shout out to him. But you gave me that 5-hour energy, remember? Because I just had nothing. And I was that desperate. And it was funny, John, because all I took was like a little sip or two. And I just felt like I was like, I couldn't stop. I was like so wired.
Yeah, he made it last 3 days, I think. And there was still some left.
I did, because I kept taking tiny little steps. But I was all wired. So anyways, hey, big shout out there. Good morning, Janie. Good morning, Mr. Michael. First response pools out there. Looking forward to seeing you out here. Jeanette, good morning to you as well. Excited to be able to get with you guys next Friday. Believe it or not, it's next Friday, guys. The boot camp is next Friday.
I know. Time's flying and we're going to be taking off. We're leaving on Wednesday to head out there and we're scrambling to get stuff done. And today's podcast is obviously about the Western show and we're already on to the next boot camp, right? We're talking about it. Geez, and that's just going to be a couple weeks away too as well.
And that's a whole week. We're going to be on a whole, normally we're out like 3-4 days, but this will be Sunday to Sunday.
It is crunch time, but I'm excited to do it. I've been looking forward to this. Creeps up and it just smacks you in the face, right? Because
yeah,
we've been planning and doing this now for how many months and for a long time. And we always look back and go, oh, we still got time. And then there it is. And it is a showtime right now. And the Heritage one is going to be jam-packed and it's going to be a busy couple days. And then, like you said, with the Western boot camp, it's going to be quite the adventure, Sunday to Sunday, basically 1 week there. And a lot of classes. We have the boot camp there. And then, of course, the show. And it's going to be not so much physically draining, but it's going to be emotionally draining for sure. But it's something that we've been looking forward to and can't wait to actually do it.
Yeah, definitely. Super excited. But like you said, it's going to be a busy one. And we got a couple classes that we're going to do there. So we go boot camp. We go straight on to 3 days of training. So excited about it. So we're going to talk about it here today. Anyways, big shout out there to everybody that is live and watching. Good morning. Look at that. Michael from First Response. Topo Chico with a hint of lime is my favorite. You foo-foo guys.
It's the best.
The foo-foo poo guys. I'm going to call them the foo-foo poo guys is what I'm going to call them.
Bougie.
The bougie poo guy. There you go. I like that, John. The bougie poo guys. So that's it. Then Mr. Bougie, the leader of the bougie right here, drinking out of his coffee cup. So anyways, everybody, we are going to be talking about the Western Pool and Spa Show, and I think we actually just need to dive into it, right? We've obviously talked about the show out in McKinney, Texas. We got that March 1st and 2nd. We're ready to roll. We're excited about that. It's going to be a busy couple of days. I am not going to lie. I'm excited that both of you are going to be out here, and we're going to hang out for a couple of days rather than just a quick turn. Mr. Brakefield, good morning. The busy season has hit. Yeah, that's the other thing, guys, is it's starting to fire up out here. It's starting to get warm, starting to get busy. Then the other thing, have you guys, all the shows are going on, right? Like end of January starts and it's boom, show after show after show. And it's, you got Atlantic City. And then you got right now going on is the NPC one in Fort Worth. And then at Craft Care is at Huntington Beach at the same time. And then literally right after that, you go to Florida. You just had the Southwest show. John, you did the regional for yours. It's crazy how all those shows are just crammed into the first 3 months of the year. And I'm watching a lot of these. This year, I'm more aware. So I'm watching certain people and it's like, you look at Terry Arco, he looks like a ping pong ball, like picture of him on an airplane, picture of him on an airplane picture. And it's, I'm going here, I'm going there. And I talked to him yesterday and he literally this month, he's in Texas 3 times. He was Southwest, he was NPC, and then he'll be out for the boot camp for us. So it's crazy.
You know, it's even more crazy too, when you think about it, because we all came together, we made a commitment saying that starting next year, we're going to branch out a little bit and start hitting some of these shows, right? Think of how busy we are now and what we're doing now, adding in these other shows, right? That is what's mind boggling on how we're going to be able to pull that off. But I'm excited for it because there's a bunch of people and markets that are untapped. They don't have the accessibility to some of the tools and stuff that we have to offer and some of our partners have to offer. And they're not so much Instagram savvy people. And there's so many other pool guys and gals out there that need some help or are looking for friends in the industry, and that's why we're going to be branching out a little bit and going to some of these shows. But adding those into our agenda is going to be quite the fun year.
It'll be crazy.
Yeah, it will be crazy.
So good stuff. We have some time to plan it, so that's good. We'll kind of have to figure out how we're going to pull all that off, but excited about it. So excited about the classes out here that we're going to be doing. And then what we'll do is we'll do the Western. We're going to talk about that right now. The beauty of it is right after that, May 17th, we're going to be out at RAPAC doing that 201 series class. I'm excited about that. And then November 9th, 10th, and 11th out at in Dallas, start our 3-day boot camp. So we're going to start talking about that soon. And then right after the boot camp that we have out here, we have Academy Pools, which won Retailer of the Year. They're coming out. They're going to be on the podcast. We have Ted Lawrence coming out to chat with us with them and do the podcast with them. And then right after that, we have Javier Payan coming out. So Javier is going to be coming out. He's going to be on the podcast. We're going to be doing some deep dives and some exciting stuff. So
Javier's cool. Love Javier. It's going to be an encore, right? Because remember, we had Javier right at the very beginning,
remember?
Yeah.
And that was when it was just remote and audio only. We had no cameras, none of that kind of stuff.
I was in my closet.
I think I was in my closet as well.
TV dinner table.
I was in my closet as well, I believe.
Anyways, so definitely some great stuff out there. So guys, let's jump into the Western. And I want to talk a little bit about the boot camp part. So the boot camp part is going to be on the Tuesday and Wednesday that we're going to be doing out there. And it's going to be some hands-on. And some of the things that, some of the feedback, we try to take everybody's feedback when they talk to us about the boot camps and stuff like that. And we've gotten a couple different feedbacks. One of them is obviously that the day is long, right? That because we have 4 different classes, they're 2 hours each. We try to hit those a little bit hard, but everybody feels that they don't want it shorter because then they would feel like they didn't get enough, right? And a lot of these people are either traveling or spending the time, so they'd rather come out and do that. So one of the things that some of the people said was maybe if we could do it a 2-day and take the classes a little bit longer so that we take 2 classes one day, 2 classes the other day, it'll also give us time to be able to ask more questions and spend a little bit more time asking a little bit of personal questions. So some of the feedback has been, sometimes I have units out there and I'm having an issue with it. So some of the questions that we want to do after the class is be able to go to them and say, hey, whatever it is, I'm trying to program this and I don't know how to program it. Or when I program it with this piece of equipment, I'm encountering these issues. And for them to be able to have some one-on-one time to be able to take that they learn and fix some of the issues out there. So we're trying something a little bit different at the Western Pool and Spa Show. So the classes are going to be a little bit longer and we're going to break it down into the 2 days to see if that kind of works out better for everybody out there and if that's the way that we need to do it moving forward. But guys, I want to talk about the 4 classes that we're going to do out there. John, you want to jump in and start talking about the Hayward Automation class?
Not really. I will. But before we do that, what I want to talk about and hit on, because you said traveling, and I want to touch on, I mean, I know it's tough, especially when you got a class or we got a show, and it's already hard enough as business owners to be able to go and attend these shows, right? And then take the time off of work, let your customers know, hey, that you're going to be out there furthering your education, not going to be doing any classes. Depending on how you have things set up, sometimes you're going to be missing out on revenue or money if you're billing a certain way. And then have a few days for a show. And then on top of that, do training, be able to justify doing training the 2 days prior to that, right? It's a whole week pretty much that people are taking off. And it's a big commitment to take. But I just want to let people know how important, critical it is. If you have the ability or you can do it, investing, it might seem a little rough or tough, or you might have to really juggle a bunch of things to make it happen. But if you can manage it and it's feasible and you're able to do it, obviously, because you have to take into consideration time away from family or time away from your business. If it's possible and you can make it happen, I highly suggest you guys take the opportunity to do this. These boot camps that we do, they're different every time, a little bit different, right? We have a good core class that we add or some things that curriculum that we like to cover, but you know, the business classes and some of the hands-on training is going to be a little bit different each time, and you're always going to learn something. And then I look at it as a time, too, for people to take the opportunity to unwind a little bit, right? And take that little vacation away from, I wouldn't say reality, but away from the day-to-day grind that you're doing, and encouraged to bring your family with you or your significant other, like your wife or your kids or whatever it may be. I know at the Western Show, a lot of people, mostly in Southern California, are attending it. And for the most part, people can drive to the show every single day and then go back home. But what we like to do, even though we can actually do it as well, and this was before with the Western Show, I mean, I can drive out to Long Beach. It's not that far away from my house. But what we did every year was we always went and got a hotel room and then used it as like a little mini vacation so that we
a little getaway.
And then, like I said, take your wife, take your kids, take whoever you can. It all sucks being away from home. But if you're able to have your wife or your significant other with you, do that and introduce them and bring them into it and take that little getaway. I think there's some special deals like on the hotel rooms for people.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a room block. So if you go to poolnation.com and then you go to the Western, you're going to see a button on there where you can click on that and book some discounted rooms specifically for that block, for the Western Show and for the Pool Nation Bootcamp. You can also do it through the westernshow.com, and there's specific room blocks. So one of the things that I always recommend at all of these events is all of the events will go to certain hotels and negotiate lower rates in order to be able to provide rooms for people that are visiting. So if you try to go book it on your own, you're obviously going to pay more for the hotel room. But if you go and you go through that room block and that price that they negotiate, then it's going to be a lower rate. And then the other thing is the majority of the time they're picking hotels that are close by whatever the venue is or the convention center is, and just makes it very easy to be able to attend. And here's the thing, Long Beach is, it's nice to be able to take your family out to Long Beach because there's things to do, right? You can go do the boot camp during the day or the classes at the Western during the day, but then you can go out and have dinner. You can go out and do some nice little nightlife stuff going on for whether it's a couple or families or any of that. But I agree with you, John. It's good to get out. And I think a lot of the times we just think, I can't because I'm too busy, or I can't afford it. Or we come up with all these other excuses. But once you start to go to those events and you start to get the education and you almost get hooked. It's like that. Then you're like, every year you're looking at, okay, where can I go this year? What can I do this year? And at the end of the day, it's about the education, right? And the way that you're going to elevate your game and the way that you're going to better your business is through education and networking.
Yeah. And then a lot of the action happens after the shows too, right? People do the shows or go to the training and then you turn around and you go home. But a lot of times at the show, it's all really business and there's so many people coming and trying to talk to vendors and reps and manufacturers. But after the show is where all the real networking kind of happens. People go out and they talk, they go out to dinner, they chit chat, they meet up, and that's where the connections are made. And I've gone a long time in this industry, especially when I first started, where it was just solo and it was hard. And that was the whole reason why we did this. Part of the reason why I wanted to be a part of Pool Nation and start this was because the networking is so valuable for each and every one of us, regardless of whether you think you know it all or whether you think you can do it by yourself. Of course you can. We believe in you. But why make it so hard on yourself when you can team up with other professionals that are out there on the battlefield with you? You just might not be able to see them at that moment, but they're there going through the same struggles you are. And then why not reach out to some of these vendors that are there to support you that just don't know about you because of whatever reason, because there's so many different pool companies, it's hard for them to be able to reach out to each and every one of us. So we can sometimes take the step and initiate that conversation and start that relationship. And I promise you, there will be fruits to that labor. It'll open up doors to make your life a little bit easier so that you're able to provide better service out for your clients and your customers, and then which in turn makes you a more profitable or respectable business out in your market. And coming from an introvert, and Zach can attest to this.
And me too.
Yeah, right. You know, or I'm just like, I've learned over the years, right, that, you know, in the long run, it's healthy. So not only the connections and stuff, but it just makes you feel good about what you do as well. It makes you feel more included instead of excluded, or feel like you're nobody, or you get to have a phone call or be able to call somebody and lean on somebody when you need something. I don't know how you put a price tag on that. And
there's a power to networking, that the networking is one of the most powerful things that you will ever experience, right? And think about it, John. Think about how many people call you to talk about business, how many people call Zach, how many people call me. But think about you going to one of these events and meeting somebody and just having a conversation and be like, man, I have this problem with my business. And getting that other person to give you some insight and be like, man, look, I had that exact same problem, but here's what I did. Imagine going out and being able to, it doesn't matter what stage you're at, whether you have 10 pools or you've got 800 pools, right? And these events, you're going to be able to network with all kinds of different people. You go out, you'd be able to talk to a guy like Javier, a guy like Eugene, people that have been in the industry for a while, and you're going through some growth headaches and be able to go, hey man, here's some of the pinpoints and here's some of the headaches and pressure points that I'm, and just to be able to have those resources now, like you're saying, John, to just be able to pick up the phone and go, hey, Javier, it was great meeting you. John, it was great meeting you. Zach, it was great meeting you. Hey, here's where I'm at. And just being able to solve those problems, it's just gold.
It is, because you feel like you're not in the fight alone sometimes, right? Because that's what an unfortunate thing is out here, is you feel like, okay, and just depending on the way the situation is, I'm blessed because I have mama who's in the industry with me as well. And we can bounce things back and forth off each other. And we don't have to worry about dad coming home and having all these issues and being pissed off about stuff and then trying to communicate it to their family or their wife. And they have no idea what they're talking about because they're not a part of it, right? They're like, oh, I don't quite get it. I don't understand it, but I'm here for you. But then to have somebody that actually lives and breathes it too, you know, my whole family is Team Flawless and they're all intermixed and they've all touched a swimming pool and they all get it. And it makes it a little bit easier for us, but for the majority, they don't have that luxury. And it's nice to be able to call a brother or sister in battle with you and be able to bounce, oh yeah, well, you go through that too, or oh yeah, or this is my issue, or ah, I get it, and have somebody who can actually relate to you. But unfortunately, that stuff doesn't really happen during our day-to-day hustle and bustle when we're out and about. The closest we get to another pool guy is the wave when you're driving by. And I remember days when pool guys were flipping you off, right? Because they're pissed off because you're in their territory, right? Or whatever it may be. That was the interaction that you got with the pool companies, where when you're at the trade shows or in these trainings, you're all equals, right? And everybody's there to learn or to better themselves. And it's those types of professionals that you want to rub shoulders with, because they're there trying to be better at what they're doing and learning and that kind of stuff. So you put yourself together with like minds and other people with common goals, and you start to create friends, right? And like I said, it doesn't happen unless you're there. And it's awesome if you can go down to the trainings and do it, whether you do our boot camp or whether you just do the show or vice versa, or however it may be. Whatever you do, just at least getting out there is a plus. But don't just limit yourself to just a show and then leaving. You know, if you can stick around and, like I said, do the networking, if you come to our boot camps, hang out with us, we're going to be there, and usually we have a good amount of people that are there that we talk to, that we go out to dinner with, that we chit chat with after the show and after the classes. And we can introduce you to other people or to people that are closer in your area, or help guide you into the right direction so you can start making those valuable connections. But you can't do that unless you're there, and you have to make that sacrifice. So if anybody's local and they're looking to go to the show, please look where they need to go to book the hotel rooms so they can go chill out there and find a nice little spot. Can they go through our website, or do they have to go through the Western?
They can go to poolnation.com, and then they're going to see, when you click on the boot camps, there's going to see a button that says Western Pool and Spa Show. And when you click on that, the very first button at the top is for hotel rooms, for being able to book those rooms. And when you go to the Western website, our sites link together. We created them so they link together. So if you go to our website, poolnation.com, go to the Western, you'll see that it has on there hotel rooms, accommodations. Click on that. It'll take you. You'll be able to see the rates and you'll be able to book those. And then you can go directly through the Western site as well. And again, our site, it's two, but it's pretty much one. We've got them connected to the back end. Definitely get out there. And just like John is saying, just sometimes we see people that will walk by our booth, and I totally get it, right? There's people that are introverts that don't feel like they can make that first, right? It's always hard to be like, hey, I'm Edgar, nice to meet you, with nothing else to say. There's no common ground, and it's very difficult to just walk to somebody randomly and be like, hey, I'm Edgar, or whatever. But come by the booth, hang out, just come on in. And whether you listen to the podcast or watch us on Instagram Live or whatever, this is the, it just walk on in and just, hey, Edgar, Zach, John, how are you? I'm such and such. And just be able to connect with us and just let us know what you want to do at the show. And
it's hard for us too. Edgar beats me and John up about it.
Man, it's not easy. It's not easy. Even for me being in the booth, sometimes watching people, because you don't know. You don't know if they're wanting to talk to you or not, that kind of stuff. I'd learned to just make a fool out of myself if not. So there's been times that I say hi to people and they just say hi and they just walk off. And I thought that they wanted to talk to us, but it is what it is. But come out and hang out at the booth. Our biggest thing that we try to do with our booths is we try to make our booths a hangout. Come out, chat. Let's do what we all love to do and do that pool talk, right? And just chit chat and create that network.
I think another thing that people should consider too is getting your team there. And maybe not all of them, maybe some of them and whatever. I know it gets expensive to try to bring a bunch of people there. But one thing that I've realized over the years is that if you think about someone on your team, maybe they started with no experience and all they're exposed to is just the local day-to-day, like they may not even interact at distribution like we did when we were first getting started. We were building relationships there, having coffee. We got to know everyone at the counter and so on. But all they really know is who they're working with and then the customers that they're going out and serving. And so I think it's a great opportunity to get them exposed to the industry. And I have this conversation a lot here. This industry is so much bigger than what people typically see. And what a great way to get them more engaged by exposing them to that through some education, through walking the floor. I've brought a lot of our team to different shows and it's mind-blowing. Even we went to the Southwest, we took the whole team last year and a lot of people were like, dang, I didn't realize that there is so much more going on outside of what we're doing on a daily basis. And they got to walk and look at different products and unique things and innovative things. And I think it's a good way to just keep them engaged with the work that they're doing every day.
And the morale that it builds.
Oh, 100%. It does. And I was going to jump on that. And that's a great point, Zach, as far as it does open up their eyes. And I remember the first time we brought somebody, right? We brought Baby in and he went there and he was like mind blown, right? Oh, okay. It helps solidify or actually cement in their mind or makes them feel comfortable or confident looking at their current job as a stepping stone to a career, opposed to this is all I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And some people are content with that, but sometimes people unfortunately mistake the pool industry as just like a summer gig for a college kid or somebody just getting out of high school and using it in the meantime until they want to figure out something else that they want to do, where in reality, that is so far from the truth that it's the beginning of an amazing career if you want it to be, with unlimited potential. And taking somebody to a show, and it's one thing telling them that and them hearing it from you, and it's another thing them experiencing it. And when they go to the show and they see that and go, wow, for us, we forget about that sometimes. And with them, I remember my first time I went to the show, I was like, holy crap. Okay. Right. I get it. This is a little, I understand it. And this is something here. And to your point, Edgar, about the morale, talk about motivation, man, where they go into these courses and take these classes and they walk out with the fire under their ass, right? Thinking, all right, I'm going to debt that. And that is invaluable to a business owner to somehow to instill that type of motivation or to get that, you know, your employee, get that driver, rekindle that fire to get them excited about what they're doing. That's worth all the money that it took to get them there and the money you invested into it tenfold, because that's the type of fire that needs to burn consistently so that that's what drives them to wake up in the morning and to go to work on time. That's what drives them to make the right decision when they're there. That's what drives them to want to learn and do better and do more. Like I said, I remember Fabian when he came out, he was like on fire as far as this and starts talking about this and that. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, I love it. Let's go. You know, we're bringing him this year again, too. And he's super excited about it and wants to attend every single one. And I'm looking forward to him being excited about doing it.
And then you talk about Zach. We talk about retention. You talk about having employees. Dustin from Precision Aquatics took his entire team out to Vegas. He talked about it on the podcast and he was excited about it. The interesting thing is he was able to send his team out and he got them rooms as a company. And he's like, Edgar, it made me feel good that we as a business would be able to do that for our employees. But think about it, John, you've worked for companies before. when you were young, you're working for a company and they send you on a business trip. How good that feels, right? It's like you're breaking out of the norm. You feel like, oh my God, this feels really good to be able to, and it is uncomfortable, right? It's a little bit uncomfortable, but you get out there, you get that experience. It feels good. And then you talk about tools to be able to deal with retention. That's one of them. If you're constantly getting out there and training your employees and keeping up with their education and doing all those things, it's going to help with that retention.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of talk around retention, career paths, people being able to see that there's a future in whatever they're doing. And I think it's just the perfect way to do that and show that you're invested in them, which then hopefully in turn, it may not work for everyone, but they'll want to continue to invest in what they're doing with you. And I think there's just something like, I just can't get over it. Like you bring someone to a room of other people that are in the same industry doing the same work, and it just shows them like, okay, like John, like you were saying, like there's a stereotype that this is like just a chill job. It's easy. It's lax. It's just to pass the time until I figure out what's next. And then that's not the reality. This is a huge industry and there's a lot to be done here. So what a great way to do it.
Sorry to ramble. I know we were going to talk about the Hayward Automation class, and then I went off on this rant for like 20 minutes and then but I think this is good stuff. And I want to say one more point, like what you were saying, Zach, too, is the other takeaway that your employees get is it validates the things that you have them do, right? Because now you're hearing these big manufacturers and teachers and stuff trying to show people how to do things properly. And it's not that, oh, you're being, you're being tough, or you're making me do this or making me do that, or I don't have to do this, or that's not really important, or I don't see the difference because I don't see. And then when you hear it, oh yeah, LSI, you hear about chemistry, you hear about this, and you hear about all these other things that take place. Just like I said, it just validates good service or great service. But sorry, Edgar, for jumping off the deep end on that one. Maybe we'll go on break and then we'll get into the classes.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to jump into all 13 classes that we're doing. We're going to talk about the boot camp and we'll do a deep dive. We'll be right back.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools. Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With three tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com. Now available, Pool Invoice. Pool Invoice is a pool billing software created specifically for the pool service and repair industry. It's developed for our industry and only our industry. Pool Invoice is built with recurring billing in mind. You can print, email, text invoices, or even send via WhatsApp. You can add recurring or yearly charges, accept credits, and set up auto pay. You can even see when customers have seen the invoice. It even has a customer portal where they can log in and see, print, and pay invoices. It has all your customers' information on one page, so you don't need to search through hundreds of invoices looking for the one you need. Just go to the customer profile and it's all at your fingertips. Created specifically for the pool industry, Pool Invoice. Now available at poolinvoice.com. Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed, open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with the pros' time and comfort in mind, the patented double-locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleaners faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Natural Chemistry, a leader in specialty water care solutions for over 30 years, is proud to provide products that make pool service easier than ever before. Its unique enzyme formulations in Pro Series Pro Blend improve efficiency of your pool program while reducing frequency of filter cleaning and scum lines. Natural Chemistry is also well known for its wide variety of phosphate removal solutions that include a non-clouding formula in phosphate and extremely high-range removal with Pro Series Foss Remove or Foss Free Max. Save time, save money, save work with Pro Series products. Stop sacrificing durability or efficiency with the help of Raypak's new Avia HD models that utilize Nitec, their exclusive industry-first technology. Nitec heat exchanger technology is Raypak's latest solution to superior strength and maximum efficiency when it comes to residential pool heating. With 900% more nickel compared to Cooper nickel in critical surfaces, Nitec creates an ideal surface to protect against scale formation and erosion without compromising on Avia's 84% thermal efficiency. Learn more at raypak.com/nitec. The next evolution in lighting is here. Universal Color Logic 2.0 from Hayward. The latest in pool and spa lighting was designed with you in mind, making installation a breeze. Upgrades include a detachable cord and first-of-a-kind adjustable lower catch to overcome variations in plaster thickness. As always, Universal Color Logic lights retrofit into virtually any in-ground pool or spa while delivering industry-leading vibrant color. Visit Hayward.com to discover more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pool Nation Live Podcast. I caught John and Zach off of their rockers today because we have a new sponsor ads in there. So I didn't say anything and I threw you guys for a loop, didn't I?
I was sitting there with finger on the trigger ready to jump back on. I was like, oh, we got more time.
So anyways, big shout out to everybody out there that's listening. Zach, how you doing over there? You munching on some food out there today? Are you starving?
I am. And I thought I had time, but...
Oh, we just threw you guys for a loop.
Your camera looks better, though. It looks a little better, doesn't it? Or no?
Maybe he's just not parched. Maybe he's a new...
Nothing. It's my mineral water.
Yeah, no energy drinks.
Thank you, Janie. Janie's giving me a compliment on my background. Here, let me stretch out my background. I'm going to stretch out the screen here for a little bit. So we got a new office going on over here. We got a new first little Pool Nation office. And it's very small, but one step at a time.
I'm texting the customer right now. I'm the worst. And look, when it comes down to, and I'm finally, after so many years, I've gotten to the point where, because I'm always on the phone talking to people, or if someone's asking me a question or they want me to listen, and I like trance out. And though I'm great at I think I'm good at multitasking, but apparently, whenever I'm on the phone or I'm texting, the whole world can crumble around me and I can't pay attention or really listen. So I've learned to say, hey, I'm texting somebody right now. I'm sorry. I'm listening, but I'm not. Can you wait till I'm done real quick and then tell me? Otherwise, you're just going to have to repeat the question. So what was the question?
There wasn't a question. I was just...
Oh, there wasn't? She hadn't even know. I just heard silence.
There was no question. I was just saying that Janie gave me a compliment on the background. And I said that we built the first little Pool Nation office and that it's very little, but baby steps, right? We got to go in baby steps.
I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to actually doing a podcast in there. It's going to be, you didn't show the whole room though, did you? Not yet.
I just cheated and went like this and just showed my little background that I have going on.
Dude, what kind of plant is that behind you?
You like that?
I do. I don't think I'd want that next to a pool, though. I don't know.
Leanne is the plant lady. I have absolutely no idea. Janie's saying that you can tune out very well. It's amazing. Jaden just said that to me the other day. He was sitting on the sofa and he's jibber jabbering. The dogs were going off and I don't know. And he's like, Dad, how can you just tune everything out? And I go, don't worry. As you become a parent, that skill set will just grow automatically on you and you can tune out stuff.
And then it's funny when it's a noise that actually annoys you or pisses you off. Oh my God. It will drive me crazy until I get to the bottom of it or it pisses me off. Or if I'm in a bad mood and I'm in my room and I hear the kids just talking, you know what I mean? A little louder than they should be. I'm like, or I'll get up and I'll get out there. Other than that, if I'm occupied and like I said, a bomb could go off and I wouldn't even notice it. But anyway, back to our boot camp, we were talking about classes and I think you asked me about the Hayward, the automation hands-on.
Yeah, I wanted you to talk a little bit about the automation class because I think it's a great class.
Yeah, so this one I'm like super excited about, and I absolutely love this one. This was one of the ones when we first strategized and we talked about, hey, what are we going to do as far as hands-on training and what's some of the ones that we needed to make sure we had available to our peeps. One of them was automation for sure, and the other one was heaters. But automation, I think, is probably the scariest repair work for anybody kind of getting new into the repair job. Heaters are definitely intimidating at first if you don't understand them, and is probably your number one issue when it comes down to what type of service calls you get, you know, repair calls. But the most intimidating is automation. And a lot of us, it's an opportunity that a lot of us get to miss out on because we lack the confidence or the skills and understanding on how to actually hook one up and touch one without hurting ourselves or screwing something up. Our partners Hayward have done an amazing job. We did our first one over at Zach's spot at the Pool Boys, and they have created these stands, which are amazing. And they're little stations that have a full automation system that is wired up with low voltage transformers, low voltage lighting, right? Pump connections, everything and anything that has to do with automation and full automation. You get a chance to actually work on one of these units and wire one up, ask questions, get to figure out all the things that you wanted to ask before that you couldn't ask and that you weren't comfortable with. And they'll walk you through step by step on how to wire one up, how relays work, right? How programming works, how they communicate with pumps, what you're supposed to do in this situation, that situation. And I think personally, it's invaluable, especially the way we have this designed, because some of the classes that most people are familiar with are more of a general class when it comes down to automation, if they have them, and where they'll have one, two, three units there. And those units are shared amongst multiple people. And you have one instructor that is talking about it, talking in generalities and not necessarily specifics to what you might need and what questions you might have. And you might not have the ability to be able to touch and feel and wire something because there's just not that many units. So what we've done along with Hayward is we have these pods or these stations. And I think, what are we going to have? 15 of them, right? 15 total stations that are going to be there. We're going to assign 2 to 3 people max per station so that they have the ability to, each and every one of you that are attending the class, to be able to go there and learn how to wire up an automation and troubleshoot it and answer any questions that you might have. And more importantly, go over the safety aspects of it to make sure that you're doing it properly and safely, not only for you, so you don't hurt yourself, but you also don't put your clients or your people at risk because something was wired wrong or a GFCI was not, whatever it may be. So I love this class. And there's going to be multiple instructors there that are going to go with each station that are going to be able to walk you through and answer all your questions and demystify the automation process. And even some of you that have experience with doing automation, I guarantee you there will be things that you might not know about or that you will learn if you do attend this class. Or more importantly, you'll probably learn how to do things properly compared to how you were taught before. Oh, this is just do it like this or do it like that. And you'll learn what certain wires matter and colors matter, and the way you hook things up matter in order to do it correctly. So,
yeah, absolutely. And think about it. When I was doing pools, there was this really not a lot of education that was very specific like that, right? So just to be able to look at the automation and have them break everything down and tell you what each element is, right? Just the value in that alone is huge. But then really have that understanding of the low voltage, the high voltage, the programming, troubleshooting. Those are all those big things that really what we want to do is duplicate what you're going to find out in the field. Because a lot of times you get a lot of the PowerPoint classes where you go in and they show a PowerPoint and they explain to you how to do those things. Even going back to what Doreen was saying, you go to these trainings and you only retain 10% of what you actually learn, right? So if you take a video, you only retain about 10% of it. 20% you learn through having an instructor standing there by you, doing it and all that kind of stuff. And 70% of it, you learn by actually doing it yourself. But when you're talking about automation, when you're talking about electricity, when you're talking about programming and doing all those things, you have to have that classroom style environment to be able to learn those things so that when you get out to the field and you're doing it with practice, you've already learned the right way to do it. It's just a great class. I love how they break everything down. They go through everything. And then at the Western, we're going to have it go a little bit longer because one of the things that we talked about with David Jones was, will they have a heater or two there? Will they have some pumps that they can wire directly into the stations and add some more elements to it so that it's not just the low voltage, high voltage, but hey, let's connect this heater. Here's specifically how you connect that. Here's the pump. Here's all these different things that, again, are going to be what the things that you're going to encounter out in the field.
Yeah. And what's beautiful about it too is even though, because we're partnered with Hayward and they're the ones out there, obviously we have the Hayward systems that are going to be there, but 95% of all automations are the same. You're able to, if you understand how to connect a Jandy system, you're going to pretty much understand how to connect a Hayward or a Pentair or vice versa, however it may be, the nuts and bolts of it, right? The harder part, the other portion of it is understanding the programming, right? And how the programming works for you. And I think Hayward, they have a lot of cool features that they have on their systems that you're going to be able to understand and learn about so that now you're able to provide another solution for your clients when you're offering automation. Because sometimes we get a little too tunnel vision in what we choose and what we put in, and being able to offer multiple products and multiple solutions based off of a specific need just puts you above the rest when it comes down to being a pull service tech. And for us, I can't tell you how many times I've heard or when I've spoken to other guys or gals in the industry, and it's just like, oh, I only know how to do a Pentair system, or I only know how to do Hayward, or I only know how to do a Jandy, you know? And it's just like, well, really? Let's think about this real quick. Why are we tailoring our solutions to our clients so that it's easier for us opposed to it being more beneficial for everybody? And that's what helps differentiate you from the competition. And that's a word that I throw it all the time, but it's really important. And education is key. And our friends at Hayward do an amazing job going through this training and showing you the ability to not only just hook up a Hayward system, but be able to hook up how to apply that and hook up any automation, but at the same time, learn about these features that a lot of us might not know about, or the qualities that a Hayward Omni system has that outshines maybe some other manufacturers. So it's a great class. And if you have a chance, even if you think at all, I promise you, if you go there, you're going to learn something and it'll be worth it. And even if it doesn't for the hands-on part, if you only get so much out of it, at the same time, you get to network with other pros in your area and then get to meet the Hayward crew because they're top notch.
Absolutely. And there's so many features, and it's almost like whatever phone you have, right? Whether it's an Apple or an Android, there's so many different features on there that you don't know about. But when you go to these trainings, they're going to teach you a lot of those neat little features that they have. Then from there we go, obviously we have the AquaStar class, which is another great class. And they're just, the way that they set up, they're just top notch. The way that they set up those carts in order to be able to install those pumps, just absolutely amazing. The pumps are right there. They have the spools with all the wire right there, right on top of it. They've got the conduit, they've got the connections, they got all that. And you're able to think about it. Somebody that's new is just able to sit there. And how much did you struggle the first time that you were trying to run wire through conduit, right? But there's a technique to it. There's a way to be able to do it and do it efficient. And then they have all the different colors on there, and they kind of explain to you why the colors are so important, what each one of them represent. But again, top notch. And then they have some low voltage connections there too, where they're able to connect those pumps into the low voltage and how to connect them and stuff like that. They have the ozone card out there. They're going to teach you how to change pump seals, right? Another big one, another great one, especially if you're somebody that's new, you've never done that before, to just be able to tear those pumps apart and put them together and have people coaching you on how to do that is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I think, I'm sorry, go back.
I was just going to say that one was a lot of fun. And when we did the boot camp here, Aubrey, I don't know if you guys caught on, she was over there changing out pump seals. She went through the whole thing, but she was showing people, oh, you got to do it this way and taking out. She had a blast. She would love to go, but unfortunately, we can't get her there this time.
Yeah, our friends over in AquaStar, they knocked it out to park again. We came with them with the dream and said, hey, look, this is what we're looking to do. And AquaStar has been with us pretty much since the very beginning. And they ran with it. Steve, Todd, Olaf, everybody at Aquastar kind of went all in on this and created these beautiful carts that are mobile, that kind of have everything in there, teaching everybody how to wire up a pump or install a pump correctly. And obviously it's an Aquastar pump, shows them how to do that. But like I said, this applies to every pump pretty much. The nuts and bolts of it, 95, 98% of it is all the same. Pump seal, you change a pump seal on one pump, it's pretty much the same on every one. Their bolts might be located a little bit different, but the internal parts might be look a little different or when you're breaking it apart, but a pump seal is a pump seal, right? It is what it is, and how you put it in, you're now you're going to be able to take that knowledge and apply it and put it somewhere else too, because when we're into a backyard, there's a plethora of equipment and different manufacturers and stuff. And sometimes you can't just focus and say, okay, I know how to do an Aquastar pump seal now, but I can't do it on this Whisper Flow, or now I can't, no, you can apply that knowledge and be able to do it. And it's just invaluable. It really is. And we specifically pick these things because these are types of repairs or types of things that you will face most commonly as a service professional out there. And these are the basics that you need to understand, especially getting into the repair industry, and know how to do them properly and know how to do them well so that you can start building a foundation and become more efficient when it comes to repairs, and in turn become more profitable and a better business and a better solution for your market. So looking forward to that one.
And these are good, the repair and installation side of it is a good revenue generating side of the business.
It's a huge revenue.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And how many people tend to initially veer away from that, shy away from that? And I definitely understand that, but what a great opportunity to get that experience, to get in there, to physically go through the process, feel what it's like to put the wire through the conduit, and build that confidence. And when we were talking about automation, there are other things out there that most people may not know about, the upgrade kit. What a great way to bring your customer up to a current system. Once you learn it, it's not an overly complex job. You just got to learn how to do it right. And it's good money-making work for your company.
Absolutely. Hayward's also doing the salt system class, which is another great class that they do. And they teach you everything about salt system pools, their new system. They even do some plumbing. They have you cut some pipe and they get you to do some of that stuff. That's another huge, great class. And then our boy, Brad Duncan, an amazing guy. He's pool guy for 24 years, does a lot of the training for Raypak. And so he went out to Las Vegas, did the training. And so they do some classroom style stuff, teach you some of the things before they actually go through. And so I was talking to them now for the boot camp that we're going to do out here in McKinney. And so I'm doing a dry run and I'm like, okay, guys, what are we doing? And they're like, okay, we're going to cut this part out of the class. And I'm like, oh, well, why are you cutting that part out of the class? And he's like, because Brad wants to tear apart the filters even more that he did in Vegas. And I'm like, is that even freaking possible? Like, I walked into the room and they had the fans completely off of these Avia heaters and stuff like that. I'm like, what is he going to do? Take it all the way down to the freaking cabinet and just rebuild the entire heater? And he was like, look, you know, Brad, he likes to play with the heater. So he wants to give the people more time with more hands-on with the heaters at these classes. So we're going to shorten some of the stuff that we did with regards to the classroom style stuff. Those are things that we can teach in some of the classes that we're going to do, but they're going to spend more time tearing apart and putting back those Avia heaters. And think about it, John, Zach, the first time that you're out there, right? And when you have to change an igniter or a temp sensor, it's a lot easier, right? But that first time that you have to take out that fan and replace that blower, I mean, you start to wig out a little bit because now you're getting into a lot bigger of a repair. And just to be able to go to a class where they've completely torn that heater apart and put it back together, think about the confidence that you're going to have. And to me, it's always about, I can figure things out, right? I don't have a problem with that. If I couldn't, I could call somebody, they could walk me through it. The challenge is always when you have a customer looking over your shoulder.
You mean the drone?
Right? The drone customer, it's intimidating because you're like, man, I got to figure this out, but I can't call this person and say, hey, I don't know how to do this. What am I doing? And to be able to go to a class where they're grabbing a heater and they're completely tearing it apart and going through all those components, you get out into the field to do something like that. You've already done it. You already have that confidence that if you do have that drone customer, you're going to be able to work through it.
And coming from Brad, Brad is...
I know, he's just gold.
He's so good at teaching. And last year at the Western, I was sitting in the back of one of his classes and it was like, I've done this a while, far from knowing everything, but I was just sitting back there, oh my gosh, just learning so much. Like there's a way he can deliver that information that really makes it sink in. I don't know what it is, but he's got that magic. And I think this is going to be, you got hands-on and you got Brad training it. It's going to be pure gold.
This is part of the secret sauce for Brad, besides the fact that he loves what he does and he's great at doing it and he's been doing it for a while, right? I think what the difference is, and yeah, street cred, right? Look, like you said, he's had a service business and he's been there repairing these heaters and doing them. It's a different type of setting and a different type of education when you actually have someone who was your peer, somebody who was out there and actually did the grind and knows the little nuances and the things that are a pain in the ass and the other things that come into play, opposed to an engineer who built this machine, this beautiful machine or whatever it may be, and his calculations or her calculations all seem to be good on my Excel form or whatever in the hell they're using. And according to this, in the perfect lab specifications, right, where everything is optimal and da-da-da-da, according to this is how you do it. But the little things, they don't really know or understand because they don't have that experience. They might be able to tell you every little piece of transistor and resistor and ohms and whatever for how this, but that doesn't really correlate to some of the real deal situations we face when we're out in the field, right? And some of the things that tend to happen. And Brad has that knowledge. And when he teaches through that, through experience, opposed to everybody can read a service manual, everybody can read the manual and follow a wiring diagram. But you look at the wiring diagram on a heater at first, if you've never seen one before, you're, okay, if I really want to put my head to it, I can figure all this out and see how it goes. But he really puts it into the terms where we can understand it as service professionals. And he gets that, like I said, he has a street cred and he does an amazing job of doing it. And Raypak has put on top-notch quality trainings year after year, and we're lucky to have them doing our classes at our boot camps and then taking it hopefully to the next level. And the feedback that we've gotten has been through the roof as far as the heater classes, and people want more. And Brad's there to deliver along with Raypak. So this year's boot camps, or the boot camps that we're going to be doing at the Western show as far as the heater, is going to be something that nobody's going to want to miss. And I don't care, like I said, I've worked on a lot of heaters. I've fixed a lot of heaters over my time. And I still learn when I go, just little things, because I'll be honest, manufacturers suck at conveying some information sometimes, right? Or they put information somewhere, or, you know, that you didn't know, or oh, that would have been good to know, right? That isn't there, that they created, but they just haven't found a way to educate you on it. Where when you hear it straight from them that created it, you start to pick up these little tricks and you learn these things and go, ah, I get it. Or you're able to eliminate steps, right? Because you found a faster way to troubleshoot something opposed to that. Even though you did it before and it worked, but it took you a little extra time because you had to do this, but now you learned you could have done it this way or a quicker way to figure it out there. It's eye-opening in a lot of ways. And again, like what I was talking about with the automation, a heater's a heater, man.
It is.
A heater's a heater, and it doesn't matter what brand it is. Parts look different because they're located maybe somewhere separate, or some manufacturers call it a different name, you know what I mean? But it's the same exact thing, and it serves the same purpose. But there's some main components in every heater that every manufacturer has, and if you're able to replace it on one of them and know how to diagnose the issue on one of them, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to be able to diagnose the same issue on another manufacturer's heater. You're able to go, okay, this is a symptom. Oh, okay, this is what I did on the Raypak on the, this is okay, so this is why the master temp went out, or this is why the Jandy or the Hayward or whatever it may be, this is how I need to replace it, because they all pretty much function the same way. Jump on it if you have the opportunity to do it, because you will learn a lot about heaters, and you'll have access to somebody or to the resources you need when you're out on the field. And if you are working on one of those heaters, what did Brad say about this when I was putting the blower back, or when I was doing this, or I'm replacing that? Now you have the access to be able to get a hold of technical support, and people you need to get a hold of, or the right names or numbers or emails, so that you can get that help And now you have that confidence because you have somebody there that has your back, or opposed to if you didn't take that, then now you don't have that networking connection and now you don't have that route. So you're more prone to not take the chance and do the heater and maybe sub it out because you're not comfortable with it, or you can now take on that responsibility and take that profit on into your own company opposed to paying it out.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Those classes are, it could be that you just started in the pool industry yesterday, or you've been doing it for 20 years. Everything that they go through is in a way to be able to build on top of that. So if you're somebody that's brand new and you're thinking, man, I'm too afraid to do that, this is the place to do it, because guess what? It's in that environment where they're going to teach you how to do all those things. And you're going to actually be really hands-on cutting wires and stripping and doing all that kind of stuff in that environment. So definitely get out there. Guys, believe it or not, we've been talking for about an hour and 11 minutes. I think we need to, you know, at least get through very quickly the classes that we're going to be teaching on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And we're going to be doing quite a couple classes. So I've got the schedule up here. Let me take a look at it real quick and I'll do a quick rundown. But on Thursday, we're going to be doing Fundamentals of Water Chemistry with Alicia Stevens. Great class out there with regards to water chemistry. Todd's going to be doing the importance of circulation, pumps, filtration, and how it affects your bottom line. And then Brad is going to be doing the gas fire heater, everything you need to know. And that's really an in-depth building to that heater class. So definitely get out there. That'll be Thursday. And then Friday, we're going to be doing our first class. Wow. We scheduled ourselves for 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning. Wow. Who did that? I think that was Zach. Zach, you worked on that schedule for Friday, right?
All I know is this year I'm going to buy some fancy soles for my shoes, because I remember we had an early class last year and I remember standing there at 8 a.m. Oh my God, my feet are on fire.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing an understanding business strategy, and really it's a class on looking at strategy for your business and everything that you do for your business. Then we have Level Up Your Service with Enzymes and Water Clarifiers with Jamie with Natural Chemistry and Biolab. And then we're going to be doing an Unlocking Your Business Potential with a Customer and Profit Approach. And that's going to be a little bit different. We're going to be talking about the pad. We're going to be talking about the customer. We're going to be talking about all those areas that sometimes we don't look at, that we overlook, and that you guys need to really focus on to be able to drive that profit for your business. Then from there, we're going to be doing Introduction to Hydraulics 101, Steve Barnes. And this has really become really important nowadays with hydraulics, with all these variable speed pumps, the new filters, the new technologies out there, ozone systems, all that kind of stuff. And then Alicia is going to teach a new class, which is Innovations in Algae Treatment, What You Didn't Know That You Needed to Know. And again, that's Alicia with Biolab. And then we close it off with Steve Barnes, which is going to be doing Hydraulic 2 Beyond the Basics with Steve Barnes. And so we also have a class in Spanish that we're going to be doing this year with Omar Placencia, and that is Understanding Circulation and Filtration. So that's going to be Saturday morning at 8 a.m. as well. So I'll be over there with Omar taking a look at that class, which he just came out for the podcast. Great guy with Aquastar. So anyways, it looks like we're going to have a very busy week, guys, out there. So you guys ready to come out next week?
Yep.
Yep. All right. I got a lot of work I got to do this week and get some stuff ready for this boot camp, and I'm excited. I'm ready to roll. So anyways, guys, let's do this. Let's take a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, I want to get your final thoughts.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools. Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With three tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com. Now available, Pool Invoice. Pool Invoice is a pool billing software created specifically for the pool service and repair industry. It's developed for our industry and only our industry. Pool Invoice is built with recurring billing in mind. You can print, email, text invoices, or even send via WhatsApp. You can add reoccurring or yearly charges, accept credits, and set up auto pay. You can even see when customers have seen the invoice. It even has a customer portal where they can log in and see, print, and pay invoices. It has all your customers' information on one page, so you don't need to search through hundreds of invoices looking for the one you need. Just go to the customer profile and it's all at your fingertips. Created specifically for the pool industry, Pool Invoice. Now available at poolinvoice.com. Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray, all day.
Aquastar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed, open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with the pros' time and comfort in mind, the patented double-locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleaners faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Natural Chemistry, a leader in specialty water care solutions for over 30 years, is proud to provide products that make pool service easier than ever before. Its unique enzyme formulations in Pro Series Pro Blend improve efficiency of your pool program while reducing frequency of filter cleaning and scum lines. Natural Chemistry is also well known for its wide variety of phosphate removal solutions that include a non-clouding formula in phosphate and extremely high-range removal with Pro Series Foss Remove or Foss Free Max. Save time, save money, save work with Pro Series products. Stop sacrificing durability or efficiency with the help of Raypak's new Avia HD models that utilize Nitec, their exclusive industry-first technology. Nitec heat exchanger technology is Raypak's latest solution to superior strength and maximum efficiency when it comes to residential pool heating. With 900% more nickel compared to Cooper nickel in critical surfaces, Nitec creates an ideal surface to protect against scale formation and erosion without compromising on Avia's 84% thermal efficiency. Learn more at raypak.com/Nitec. The next evolution in lighting is here. Universal Color Logic 2.0 from Hayward. The latest in pool and spa lighting was designed with you in mind, making installation a breeze. Upgrades include a detachable cord and first-of-a-kind adjustable lower catch to overcome variations in plaster thickness. As always, Universal Color Logic lights retrofit into virtually any in-ground pool or spa while delivering industry-leading vibrant color. Visit Hayward.com to discover more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pool Nation Live podcast. We're talking to John. We're talking to Mr. JJ Flawless, and we're talking about the boot camp at the Western. And believe it or not, it's been an hour and 20 minutes. Like, we try to do this every time, and let's keep it at an hour, and it just never works that way. I'm officially giving up, guys. I'm officially giving up. Like, I'm never going to say it again.
You say believe it or not. It's like, believe it. I believe it.
Well, I think the problem was is because I started off introducing the class. We went on that little rampage, right? Before that, a little rant. And then I started introducing the class. And then, of course, I spent 20 minutes talking about the automation class, I think. And then that left zero room for the other ones, pretty much. So I'll take blame for this one.
You'll take the heat?
I'll take the heat.
All right. So for anybody that's wanting to get out to do the boot camp with us out at the Western Pool and Spa Show, go to poolnation.com. You can go to click, you go see the boot camps, click on the Western one. If you're looking for accommodations, click on the accommodation button right there. You'll be able to book some rooms through there, or you could go directly to the Western Show.com website and register through there. Looking forward to seeing a lot of the pool pros out there. I know that there's quite a bit that have already registered and looking to connect. So definitely looking forward to that. Zach, let me get your final thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's important for everyone to look at the shows and understand that they accomplish so many different things. And we've talked about a lot of it today. with the networking, the education, getting exposed to new products, innovative things. And I think it's, if you have a team, find a way to bring them, even if it's just for the day, even if it's just to walk the floor for a few hours. But I think it's really good for them to be able to see and understand what, you know, the industry really has to hold. And as far as the education, a class couldn't change and it could stay the same. And you go to that class over and then you go the next time and you're going to learn something new. And you go the next time and you're going to learn something new. I've learned that it's all about timing your current exposure to things on what you'll actually retain and take away. So the first time you might take one thing away and not even really understand or recognize another thing that you learn, but the next time it falls in line with your experience and how long you've been doing it. And then all of a sudden it clicks and it makes sense and you walk away with a new bit of information. So I think it's super important to take these opportunities as they're there. Don't ever feel like, oh, I know everything and I don't need to go, because there's always something to learn.
Absolutely. Michael saying, I think you should embrace it as an hour and a half podcast now. I think that's the way that we're going to start to approach it. The hour and a half Pool Nation podcast.
And then we'll push it to two.
And I have a feeling that would be very easy to do the way that we should chat. Yep. So John, let me get some final thoughts.
No, just to piggyback off what Zach said, I think you nailed it on the head. Even if it's a class you've taken before, what you say applies 1,000,000%. That's even a number. And Edgar, what you said as well, as far as like retention and learning for the first time, you might only pick up on, there might be 15 different things or 20 different points that were taught at a class. And you were able to pick up on two of them. And simply because that's how you were able to, it was just so much information overwhelming, but two things applied to it. You were able to take it. And it was something tangible that you were able to apply the next day when you're out in the field. And some of the other things you haven't come across. But now that you already know those two things, when you go there now, instead of 15 things or 20 things minus two, now you have 18 things, you know, and then hopefully you'll pick up three things out of there. Now you have five out of the 18, however it may be. But sometimes that's how people learn. And the more and more you do it, the better you get at it. So if you guys have any chance of attending these classes or the Western Show, period, even if you can't go to the classes and there's one day and you can only make it to the Western Show, go for it. Do it. Right? It's very important. If you're able to do the education, even better. Take our classes, our boot camps, take the courses that we're doing during the day, and the 13 total classes or however many we have going on, or any other education that's there at the Western. Do it, right? The more, the merrier. And then if you can take me up on that little mini vacation thing, I promise you, you probably won't be disappointed. To be able to get a hotel room and chill with your wife or your significant other or your husband or whoever it may be, or girlfriend, boyfriend, and then go out there and then make it a little vacation thing. Book a room, go to poolnation.com to click on the link and get the special rate at the hotel room, and then enjoy your, remember, I'm not a tax advisor, but these expenses are tax write-offs, right? And then when we're doing our taxes, if you've got your taxes due on April 15th, hey, you can plan for the next year and know that you have a little extra write-off. And hopefully last year you were able to write off the Western Show when you went to it. But these are things that you can put, as business owners, we're always looking for ways to write things off. And this is a legit thing you can write off. So take advantage of it and look forward to seeing you guys there. And then for those of you that are going to be out at McKinney at the boot camp there, I'm looking forward to seeing each and every one of you, and we're going to have a blast. So it's going to be a fun couple weeks.
Absolutely. So it is going to be a little bit crazy for us, but it's the part that we enjoy. It's the good stuff, getting together with everybody, networking, creating that community. Anyways, looking forward to that. Zach, John, I'm going to let you guys go. Call it a day, call it a weekend. We got to figure out our Instagram live for next week because John's going to be on a plane. Zach might be driving, so we're going to have to figure it out. So maybe, John, you dial in from the plane. Zach, you dial in through the car. I'll be over here, and we'll do a plane. Maybe I'll get on a train, and we'll do a train, plane, and automobile Instagram live.
I'm down to do it. This Wednesday, we did it at the airport.
Yep.
That's right. I had fun doing it. Maybe I could be like the on-the-scene live broadcaster or something.
That's what it felt like.
Right.
I made a comment about it. Yeah. Oh,
really? So that's what it was like. I thought it turned out okay. You know what I mean?
Reporting live from the airport. We're going to go to John now.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we'll do that because I'm always on Wi-Fi over there and I can Wi-Fi call or use the internet or whatever and get on.
Probably cause an emergency landing or something. Yeah.
Sir, you got to get off your phone. Sir, you got to get off your phone, but practice it.
Okay.
Coming to you live from the airport, American Airlines, John J.J. Flawless.
I will. Come on.
So back to you, Zach, in the studio. Anyways, all right, guys, hope you have a great weekend, everybody. We will catch you guys next Wednesday, and we'll see everybody next Friday. Have a great one. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Pool Nation podcast, a member of the Pool Nation family. You can listen to us live every Friday here at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at Pool Nation or PoolNationPodcast.com, on Facebook, or on Instagram at Pool.Nation. And to find more info about Pool Invoice, the billing software built specifically for the pool industry, go to PoolInvoice.com. Before you go, this is what the pool industry has been waiting for. PoolManUniversity.com. It's the first platform dedicated to learning the swimming pool service and repair industry. A pool service community where you can connect and find videos on business, service, water chemistry, and repairs. See you there at PoolManUniversity.com.